informed. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Riley County Police Department says that three local men have been arrested for attempted murder after shooting at a house party Saturday. Cordarius Gowdy, 21 of Ogden, Demarius McGee, 18 of Ogden, and Christopher Stowers, 21 of Manhattan, were each arrested on Thursday for probable cause offenses of attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery, and one count of firing into an occupied dwelling. On October 21st, around 2:50 a.m., the Riley County Police Department Communications Center received several 911 calls reporting gunfire. When officers arrived on the scene, they found two male victims with gunshot wounds. A third male victim arrived at the hospital with a gunshot wound from the incident. Gowdy, McGee, and Stowers were each issued a total bond of $1 million. They're confined in the Riley County Jail, but they are looking for help finding Mark Oliver, age 18, of Manhattan, in connections to the shooting. He's believed to be armed and dangerous. Do not approach him if he is seen. If you have any information on Oliver's whereabouts, please contact the Riley County Police Department at 785-537-2112 or Crime Stoppers at 785-539-2112. 7777, an emergency call 911, and you can submit tips online. Check out the picture on the Riley County PD Facebook page for more on that. Again, they're looking for help in finding Mark Oliver, age 18, of Manhattan, in connection with that case. We have one job opening. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. It's a full-time position and focused on providing quality service for the customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. Position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. They're an equal opportunity employer, and applications will be taken until the position is filled. To apply, contact Julie at 738-0763. Email julie.harrison at cvacoop.com or send a resume to Agmark LLC, Attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 674200568. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations at Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website at heartchoicesbeloit.com. The Downs Community Garden Pumpkin Party is this Saturday at 1 p.m. in Downs. If weather gets bad, the pumpkin party will continue, but may change to a drive-through event so they can get pumpkins out to all the area kids for free. Also, the Zion Lutheran Church is hosting a trunk or treat Halloween event. Vehicles will be lined up with their trunks open and ready to pass out treats to the children in a safe, friendly environment. Bring your children to Luther Park, west of Zion Lutheran Church, 621 North Mill in Beloit on Tuesday, October 31st from 5:30 to 7, and enjoy the festivities. If bad weather, the event will be moved inside. That's the news this hour. Reporting for KD Country 94 and Z96.3, I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
28 seconds to play in the first half. Lakeside out of the timeout. First and 10 for the Knights. McCoy fires deep over the middle, and it is tipped and caught in the back of the end zone for the touchdown. Jace Cunningham off the tip throw with the touchdown reception from 14 yards out. And it is a touchdown for Lakeside with 21 seconds left in this first half. It's 34-6, Hanover with the lead.
That was the only score for Lakeside as they end up falling to Hanover 54-8 on Thursday night in the first round of the 8-man Division II playoffs. More on that game and the other playoff games in high school football on Thursday. A preview of tonight's high school football playoffs. Also, state volleyball, state cross country for the area athletes. College football continues Saturday. Thursday night football last night. The Kansas City Chiefs have the Broncos on Sunday, and the World Series starts tonight as well. It's all coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. 8-man Division II playoff football from Thursday night. Osborne winning over Blue Valley Randolph 56-6 at 6:44 in the third to move on to the second round, where they will face Rural Vista, who won 66-50 over Marmaton Valley. Again, Hanover beating Lakeside 54-8 at 2:02 in the third. More on that coming up. Frankfort beat St. John's Tipton 60-0 in a game called at halftime. Central Plains on the west side beating Thunder Ridge 56-8 at 4:18 in the third. Sylvan Lucas winning over St. Francis 56-20. The Mustangs will take on Mineola in the second round. Wildcats beat St. John 58-6. 8-man Division I playoffs. Lincoln saw their season come to a close. A tight 36-32 loss to Lincoln. 1A playoff, Smith Center over Belle Plaine, 71-20. Smith Center moves on to the second round against the Waubonsie Marion winner coming up tonight. Six-man playoffs, Center over Southern Cloud, 58-13 to eliminate the Warriors. You can find full brackets for the playoffs at ncksports.com. In a non-playoff game, Rock Hills ended up losing their season finale to Decatur Community, 38-20. Well, as heard earlier on Katy Country 94, the Lakeside Knights saw their football season come to a close with a 54-8 loss to Hanover. The game was called at 2:02 in the third quarter. Hanover led 12-0 after one with touchdown runs by Ryken Stahlbaumer of 6 yards and Alec Duneman of 19. The Wildcats tacked on three more scores to start the second quarter. Stahlbaumer found Tanner Bruna for a 10-yard touchdown pass. Duneman added another 19-yard run, and Stahlbaumer connected with Hayden Behrens on a 13-yard pass to go up 34-0 after a two-point conversion. Lakeside got their lone score on a 15-yard touchdown pass from Caden McCoy to Jace Cunningham right before halftime. Hanover scored on their first drive of the second half, a 4-yard run by Juneman. After a turnover, Stahlbaumer found Bruna again from 1 yard out, and the very next possession, Bruna returned to Lakeside, fumbled just 3 yards for the game-clinching touchdown. Hanover had 344 yards of total offense. Alec Juneman, SNS Drug Home Health Athlete of the Game, he had 165 yards on 20 carries, 3 touchdowns. Stahlbaumer threw for 110. As Hanover improved to 5-4 and will move on to face Lebo in the second round, Lakeside finished their season at 6-3. They were held to 135 yards of total offense. Caden McCoy giving the block of the game from H&R Block of Beloit, and the connection of the game from Cunningham teleporting cable came on the touchdown pass from McCoy to Cunningham. That's a wrap from Thursday night. High school football playoff action continues tonight. Beloit Trojans are 4-4. They host the 4-4 Lincoln Bronx in the 2A cross-district game. Beloit coach Brad Gober on Lincoln's offense.
Their coach does a great job. You know, he's been there for a while now, and, you know, his kids run their flex zone triple option really well. And, you know, this will be second week in a row we've seen that, and their third time this year. So, you know, it's not anything new for our kids as far as what they're looking at and reads are. But, you know, they do a really good job, and they've got speed, and they do a good job of understanding what they're trying to do in their system.
On the other sideline, Lincoln coach Chris Bamberger with some keys against Beloit.
They run the ball incredibly well, so we're going to have to value the ball in time of possession. You know, we're going to have to be able to be good on first and second down versus their offense, and hopefully try to get them off schedule some way or somehow, and fly to the ball and gang tackle on defense.
Lincoln up Beloit on Z96.3 through the Lake tonight. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Full schedule for all NCAA teams can be found at ncksports.com. High school state volleyball underway today. The Beloit Lady Trojans, the number one seed at the 3A state tournament at Hutchinson Sports Arena. And one more match coming up today against Heritage Christian out of Olathe. Wade Gershner's been calling the action. If you missed the scores, check out ncksports.com. You can follow Wade on Twitter, NCKS Radio Guy 10. Also at Class 2A this afternoon, the Smith Center Lady Red will get things rolling, so stay tuned for that. We'll have pre-match coverage beginning around 4:15 and first serve at 4:30. Smith Center's first match will be against Sedan, and then they'll have pool play matches against Maranatha Academy and Hillsborough. The Lady Red also the number one seed at the 2A state tournament. St. John's Tipton is underway at the 1A Division II state tournament. John Bowden calling the action for us from Emporia at White Auditorium. They have two more pool play matches coming up later today against Sharon Springs as well as Argonia. Again, you can catch all the matches on Z96.3 through the Lake for St. John's Tipton. We're on Katy Country 94 with Beloit and Smith Center. For coverage of Smith Center on Twitter as well, follow me at Dusty40 if you want to catch the scores here today. NCCastSports.com is always your home for the latest state volleyball pool play matches, and matchups are all posted there at the website. State cross country also taking place this weekend for multiple area athletes, as the St. John's boys have qualified their entire team for state with a regional title in Sabetha this past Saturday. Blue Jays coach Ben Letourneau on the boys' competition at 1A state.
It looks like there's a lot of strong teams out there. Quinter being still ranked as the first place team. They won the state meet last year. Nest City's right there with them, and Skyline, Democrat. You know, all those teams are still looking strong. I think we stand a shot at competing with any of them. Again, our strength is in our group, which should really make you in a strong position as a state team.
St. John's also qualified their entire girls team for state, as did Osborne, with the first place finish at Sabetha. Individually, Johnny Hamill and Aiden Conrad of Osborne, as well as Harlan Pancos of Sylvan Lucas and Luke Holler of Tipton, are headed to the state meet in Wamego and 1A on the boys' side. And Cody Hill of Sylvan Lucas, Brianna Reeves of Pike Valley are running on the girls' race. The 1A boys' race 11:10, 1A girls at 12:55. In Class 2A, Madison Howland of Smith Center looks like she may have a legit shot at a state title as a freshman. We'll be watching her and following that closely, along with her teammate Serena Armconnect and Lincoln Lincoln's Olivia Dale in the girls' race, while Smith Center's Gavin Hickard is at state in the boys' side of Wamego. 2A girls run at 10:35, the 2A boys at 12:20. And in Class 3A, Beloit senior Lance Lundeen qualifying for state for the fourth straight year. He hopes to medal in the top 20. His race will be at 11:10 Saturday morning at Rimrock Farm in Lawrence. Again, full state cross-country info, ncksports.com. Shipped into college football, KU's back on the field after their bye week, hosting number 6 Oklahoma. The Jayhawks 5-2, 2-2 in the Big 12. The Sooners are 7-0 and 4-0. KU coach Lance Lapp pulled on that OU offense.
That up-tempo pace that they want to just keep you kind of playing base defenses and trying to exploit you. And they do an excellent job. Jeff Lebby's an excellent offensive coordinator. He's, you know, one of the best in the country at running this system. And they got a quarterback that does an excellent job of running that.
Kansas and Oklahoma kick off at 11 o'clock on Fox on Saturday morning. K-State also has an 11 o'clock kickoff. They host Houston. K-State is 5-2, 3-1 of the Big 12. The Cougars are 3-4 and 1-3, but Wildcats coach Chris Klieman knows his team needs to be prepared to battle.
Really impressed with Houston. Last week they had the ball inside the 10, chance to beat Texas. I thought they played Texas really well, went toe-to-toe with them with the chance to win. That's our league. You better have your A game every week or you're going to get knocked off.
You can catch K-State and Houston on ESPN2 on Saturday morning. Other games in the Big 12, West Virginia at UCF at 11, number 7 Texas hosting BYU at 2:30, Iowa State at Baylor also at 2:30, and Oklahoma State welcomes Cincinnati at 7 o'clock. In the Big 10, Nebraska is 4-3, 2-2, hosting 2-5 and 1-3 Purdue at 2:30 on FS1 on Saturday. A full look at the weekend schedule can be found at NCAA.com.
And now Hardy in motion. Allen back to pass. Blitz coming. Fires to the end zone. Wide open to Gabe Davis. The touchdown maker.
That touchdown put the Bills up 24-10. They would hold on for a 24-18 win over the Buccaneers Thursday night in Orchard Park. Buffalo now 5-3. Tampa dropped to 3-4. Chiefs are back at it Sunday. They hit the road in the AFC West to face the Broncos for the second time in 3 weeks. Chiefs won the first game 19-8 at Arrowhead. The Chiefs have won 16 in a row against their division rivals. Their head coach Andy Reid on the matchup.
The Broncos, we look forward to the challenge of playing them for sure. Even though it just happened a couple weeks ago, we know the battle that we had with them, and they're a good football team. They're coming off a big win against Green Bay, where they played well, and we've got to make sure that we get our work done.
Chiefs and Broncos kick off at 3:25 Sunday afternoon, pregame at 2 o'clock on Z96.3 through the Lake and the Chiefs Radio Network. The full schedule for the weekend at NFL.com. Finally, in sports, the World Series begins tonight in Major League Baseball. The Rangers hosting the Diamondbacks in Game 1. Nathan Eovaldi is slated to make the start for Texas against Zach Gallen of Arizona. First pitch set for 7:03 on Fox from Arlington. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.